towards real education, or a school is not a factory. It is very important to understand that when speaking about effective education, we can't give specific subject examples because everyone has a unique combination of curiosities and each person is at a different point in their journey to answer their questions. Though it is safe to say that self-directed and self-paced education will, over the course of many decades, visit and revisit many fields. The personal path of curiosities is far superior to a force-fed education. It is equally important to notice that today schools force students into things that they are not interested in. Forcing a student to learn things that are not relevant to them or not yet relevant to them is very cruel, as it will only trick them into thinking that they are not smart and force them into memorization without comprehension. Memorization, pretending to learn, and feeling unintelligent to a point of just blindly following directions and hoping to pass all the tests is the optimal setup for a fraudulent teacher aiming to sell the students out for a paycheck. Human beings can only learn in beautiful and colorful ways. Former students perceive that as having an inspired teacher, remembering that one class where the teacher was more like a science popularizer or a magician or an artist painting a fascinating picture of the whole. Good teachers help us integrate knowledge so that it enhances what we already know. But it is a rare class that inspires all the students. A new approach to education, one that is personal and more focused on student curiosities, is needed. From a broader perspective, there is an enormous difference between knowing about some machine, being able to operate it, and having a need for one while being able to build it. And when schools don't consider those differences, they have little of value to offer. A student can't just go to math or biology or chemistry, get a really good grade, and still don't know how any of it works and what it is all for, or how and when to use it. The point of real and effective education is gaining new abilities and creating a new surface for a higher education still. Forced learning is just irrelevant noise. It cannot create a surface sturdy enough to build upon. Memorization and superficial awareness of something quite irrelevant is not enough to classify as real knowledge. It is ineffective, it is non-functional, it is disabled, disconnected, you don't go anywhere with it, and it has no effect on your life. It does not change your life for better, while enabling you to become stronger and leave a more meaningful legacy. Self-directed learning of things relevant to the student, just at a proper pace, in a school that provides a safe research environment, does go a long way, but it is still not enough, and to be clear, charging students for education at any level is a disgrace. To put a young person in debt in return for knowledge is a predatory tactic designed for profit maximization. A still disgraceful but more honest variation is to only take money from a student while they are successful and successfully using what they have learned in school. Taking money ahead of time is just fraud. Schools paying students for learning is an improvement. I think the minimum wage for a student should match that of a congressperson, because they are more important. But the correct approach is to end poverty entirely by granting all young people a universal income card that will keep them above the poverty level. But even with effective and relevant education, after having completely erased poverty of all students, it is not enough. The classroom itself, the actual brick and mortar room, needs to go. A school where everyone is put in rows and little classrooms makes for an awful way to learn. Take it outside. Take it all over the world. Create a powerful student exchange program that will help to erase all the borders. The changes necessary to make schools more effective carry on. There is an endless list of improvements to the curricula alone. Someday, schools will become more humane, and eventually they will become our greatest achievement. After all, there is nothing more important for humanity than wisdom and peace. Today, rather than waiting for effective education, we must take to self-directed, self-paced, self-education. Find a great adventure trail to start with. Pack all the narrated books loved by clear-thinking intellectuals. Put an A-team together. Do not go alone. Bring your friends. And slowly, while listening to the most profound books, section hike all the most beautiful parts of the world.